It's me, Trey.
And me, Adrian.
Ooh. Cannibals. And fall time. It's windy outside. No sun today.
Yeah.
I'm off work, so I'm just sitting here watching Adrian wrap cookies.
It's great. It's like kind of a role reversal because a couple episodes ago.
Last time
ago,
you did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was what? Was that Mother's Day? No, I don't remember.
I don't remember, but I know it was there.
It was around then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to give these away for
free.
Yeah.
To the best taco tippers.
Yes.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Some cookies are a little dark. I ate one and it's delicious. But yeah, people, they probably won't pay for them. But drunks will eat them with their tacos.
Right.
And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, at the end of the Taco Tuesday.
The Taco Tuesday.
I love Taco Tuesdays.
Everybody does. The whole town. The whole town loves Taco Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Anything been going on today? Any drama?
No drama.
No grocery store drama?
Nope.
Damn. No butcher drama.
They've actually been pretty accommodating. Well, do we talk about the red dye?
No.
Good call.
But if you were gonna put dye into your meat, I mean, it would probably come out looking like all these cannibal movies meats.
Yeah.
They throw some dye on that shit, dude. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
in the movie that
we do bleed quite red.
Yep.
So I guess it would look like that for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Those parents and the baby's parents.
Yeah. Let's introduce it.
Let's introduce the movie.
No.
Parents. It has more of a tiki soundtrack going on in this movie.
It really does.
The movie is pretty cool. It's weird as fuck visually, and the vibe is so strange.
It's so bright. I like that.
Set in the 50s, but made in 89.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's Randy Quaid plays the creepiest fucking dad. He's so creepy I thought he was his stepdad. The whole time.
Right.
Until the end.
Yep.
Because the way he was talking to the kid, I was like...
The way he treats the kid.
This is stepdad vibes, mm-hmm. not dad vibes. You know what I mean? But then at the end, he's definitely his kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So you were just an asshole?
Right.
All right.
Obviously, like, skipping right to the end, his upbringing was a little bit different.
The dad's?
Yeah.
Because we meet his parents at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the dad had a fucked up childhood.
And thus was a shitty dad.
Because his parents are cannibals, right?
Yeah.
That's what we were supposed
to get.
That's what
you pick up from that scene? From the end of the movie? I ruined it for you all.
Because, like, at the end, the kid's like, oh, finally, I've defeated my cannibal parents. I'm here with Grandma and Grandpa. And then Grandma's like, here's a nice little meat sandwich and a glass of milk next to your bed.
What
like,
odd
what happened
sandwich.
To, like, a cookie?
Right.
Yeah, they probably already ate dinner.
What happened to just a glass of milk? I don't know. I never did that as a kid, but so many
I never did that
kids
as a kid
were like,
either.
Can I have a glass of milk?
In bed.
Before
yeah, that's
bed.
Weird. Right.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I don't know. If I drank milk like that, maybe I would like it.
Right.
I do like an ice cream bar before bed, which is basically... Frozen
milk.
Right. And you know what I used to do? I used to eat cereal a lot before bed.
Oh.
Like I would eat Frosted Mini Wheats. It's still my favorite.
Yeah.
Before bed. And it's like dessert.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, bedtime.
Yeah. So the gist of this movie is that the kid does not get to eat anything like that.
No. This kid doesn't eat the entire fucking movie. I'm not sure how his little tiny body... survived that much malnutrition. I guess he was eating at school.
Yeah.
Like his mom
his
probably
teacher
packed
was feeding
a human lunch every day, and then he just threw it away and went through the lunch line and was like, I'll eat Salisbury steak.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love Salisbury steak, actually. He's like, no sweat.
Yeah. I thought overall the movie was good. The little kid was super skinny and creeped me out enough.
The little kid? Yeah. I saw this Reddit where someone was like, is this just the biography of David Lynch's childhood? Have you ever, you've seen probably some of his movies, but you don't know anybody's name. Right. But he makes just creepy movies, yeah. Right? And like watching it, I was like, and the little kid when they're in school and he's like, you know, if you
my
skin
favorite
a cat, if you boil a cat and take all its skin off and take all the meat off of it and you eat the bones, that you'll become invisible. And Matt goes, yeah, no, that's some David Lynch shit right there. I was like, really? It is creepy. It's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
The poor kid, man. I mean, parents suck.
Yep.
You're not in charge of shit when you're 9 or 10, however old he is.
Yeah.
And he's in a new school. I wonder if, like, they moved because people were getting suspicious.
Right.
You know, they were, like, hard to keep up.
I couldn't tell if, like, where the dad worked. So the dad's, like, a big scientist.
He works at Toxico.
And he works at Toxico. I guess I know where he works. I don't know what, like, if his job is also in on it. Like, if...
I don't think his job is in on it.
Right.
But obviously, that's where he gets his supplies.
Yes. There's this one scene, and they're in the mortuary.
There's it's like a morgue, but yeah. For some sort of science purpose.
Yeah.
Like, they use
where
the bodies
to do... Where your body
goes
when you're donated to science.
Yes, yes, yes.
Become an organ donor today. Save a life.
And feed cannibals.
And feed cannibals.
Yeah.
And he orders, like, 50 milligrams of the liver. And then he's like, oh, and also puree it for me this time. I need it for the sample. And I was like, oh, gross.
I didn't even catch that. That's disgusting.
Yeah. I was like, human pate sounds so bad. He was like, we're testing it for traces of toxicity. And I'm like, exactly. It's the human liver. It's probably
gross.
Toxic.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah. You don't want my liver.
Why are you be eating that? Don't come for my liver.
Nobody should eat my liver.
Nope.
No.
I know.
Just get drunk.
Exactly. Why does this taste like tequila?
No, I didn't catch that at all. But I don't think anybody else at the place is a cannibal. I think he's the only cannibal.
Yeah.
It is creepy. That scene where the kid is in there and he's like dissecting the body. So the kid runs to Toxico to see what his dad really does all day at work.
Because the girl got it in his brain.
Uh-huh. His weird little girlfriend.
Weird little girlfriend. She was like, I bet your dad's fucking lying to you.
I bet.
Do you even know what your dad does?
Right. She's like, what if he's a prisoner and they just let him out of prison every night to go home to his family so the family doesn't get embarrassed? You don't know. And I was like, good point. We
Such
none of us
point.
Know what our parents do all day.
Yep.
I still don't know what my parents do.
What do my parents even do? And I see mine a lot.
Right. Like, right.
But they're just parents.
They're just parents.
You know, you don't question that they might be prisoners.
Or
and they just go home every night so their friends don't get embarrassed.
Right. And you're like my dad. And also, there's so many adults with those weird jobs where you're like, what do you do? And they're like, I work at Toxico. We do science on bodies for, and you're like, yeah, but what do you really
do? What are you actually doing?
Like, when you go in every day, what do you do? And those jobs are hard.
It's the whole Chandler bit from Friends.
Yeah, yeah. He's a transponster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Data analysis.
He throws out a little bit of different words every time, and you're like, okay, so you...
Yeah, I don't know what you do. Yeah. I had an uncle like that growing up, and you're just like, yeah, but what do you do?
Right? Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, immediate family members that I can't describe their job.
I have since looked up this uncle, and I, as an adult, found his website and was like, oh.
That's what you do.
Okay, but it's weird to explain. It's like he gives motivational speeches for a living. But only to, like, corporate business people.
That's
vague as fuck.
Niche.
Even the
yeah,
website is vague as fuck, right? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was like, Still not sure what you do on the day to day.
Right.
Just answer emails.
Yeah.
I guess.
Huh.
Every day you giving speeches? No.
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 But, I was ranting about her just, the kid scenes are so kid scenes.
I love the kid scenes.
That would definitely, that type of conversation would definitely come around, like, when I was younger, for sure.
Yes, for sure. They were honest kid conversations. Mm-hmm. When they meet at school and she's like, he's like, where are you from? And she's like, I'm from the moon. We're from the moon. I was like, oh my God, this is my sister Rhiannon. When she was in school, she would tell the craziest fucking stories. Dude, so would I. So would I, honestly. I made up that I was from a different state, even though I had been going to school with these children since I was 4 years old. I thought they would all believe when we were nine that I had just moved here.
Yes. As you do. As a child.
I actually just moved here. Like, no. They're like, what?
They're like, excuse me, can you show me where the library is? And you're like, bitch, you know where the library is.
You know where the library is.
You had your school play in it last year.
Like, they're like, they still have your treasure map on the wall. No.
Your self-portrait?
I'm like, rip it down, rip it down.
Your self-portrait's hanging in the hallway.
There must be no evidence that I have been at this school before. Fucking hilarious. But yeah, the moon thing was cracking me up. And she's trying to convince him that her parents are aliens every time that the parents get together.
Mm-hmm.
I have a note about the parents hanging out, which is like, so, what, do her parents work with the dad?
Yes.
Her dad works, the dads work together.
Yes, her dad
That's
is
so
the
lucky.
Boss.
So the boss is new at that place.
Yeah.
And this guy's new at that place.
Yep.
Weird.
I'm going to try this because I'm thirsty.
Okay, Funky Food Friday, you guys, is a good one. Adrian found Sonic brand hard seltzers. And so I was like, is there a cherry limeade? Obviously, I fucking love cherry limeades from Sonic. So,
yes.
Because they're amazing. So we have them here. Very disappointed when I poured mine over ice and it is clear, just like all hard seltzers.
Yep.
But it should be bright fucking red.
Like I was telling Trey and Ando, I was like, I didn't buy these because I want a low calorie freaking seltzer. I want the reminiscence of Sonic.
Yes, me too. We gave some of them to our coworker and he was like, is it going to be like a seltzer where the flavor's just like way in the back and you can't even taste it? And we were thinking no, because Sonic blasts you in the face.
Yes.
With flavor.
Yep.
So let's try the cherry.
You're
lemon.
Rotting your teeth out with flavor.
With flavor.
And it's worth it.
We need a lot more Red 40 in this shit. Yeah.
Yep. Bummer.
It does taste like a cherry limeade, though.
Yeah. It's very lime forward.
It has the right, it's the right smell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the right smell for sure. I like it.
Ooh. Yeah, without the straw.
Better without the straw.
Yep.
I like it. I could put a little grenadine in it and make it look like cherry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trick yourself.
Produced in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
Land of my peoples. Oh, that also in Memphis, Tennessee, Irwindale, California, Latrobe, Pennsylvania, La Crosse, Washington, and New Berlin, Wisconsin. They have expanded.
Wow.
They are fucking everywhere.
Yeah. And we just get them. I bet these have been out for years.
Oh, I bet they have. I bet this isn't even news to y'all.
Right.
Down in the States, or hello, Germany listener. Germany's like, we definitely are. They don't even allow our country to have delicious things like that. Because it's so bad for you.
It's so bad for you. I bet these aren't that bad. But they're more calories than a freaking White Claw, right?
No, only 100 calories.
Oh,
5%. They're basically the same as White
Claw.
They're
exactly the same. Well.
Yep. Nothing in them.
Yep. All right. Back to the little girl and her dad.
Yeah. So anyway, the kid, persuaded by his friend that his dad is up to no good, goes to his job and is hiding under one of the morgue tables while his dad dissects kidneys, mostly, I think. It looked like they were mainly just eating kidney at home.
Right.
A lot of kidney.
A lot of kidneys.
Lots of kidneys.
Why?
They were big.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it was chicken breast dyed to look like that?
No, I think it was I dissected a lamb kidney.
Yeah.
And it looked just like that.
Nice.
You know, like that size and everything. So yeah. I think they just had lamb or pig kidneys in there, and it looks a lot like human.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should Google more of what they're using for this fake
human meat.
Yeah.
I am going to Google that. That's fucking good.
Yeah. I don't know why we didn't think about that the first time when I was like, I bet it's pork.
What meat looks most like human? Oh, this is a good one for our Google search history. Beef, they say.
Beef, really?
Would be the closest visual equivalent of a human fillet or rump roast. Human flesh looks like beef, but the taste is more elusive. Excuse me, Smithsonian Magazine? Who did you let? Listen, Rachel Neuer. How do you know what the fuck it tastes like? She's just ratting herself out here.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Just blatantly, it's a little bit different than beef.
She's like, it's definitely not fucking chicken, I can tell you that.
Something you've never even had before.
Hang on. According to the testimony of people who have actually eaten other people, the taste of human meat does not reflect its beef-like appearance. Both serial killers and Polynesian cannibals have described human as being most akin to pork. But not all cannibals agree with this description. William Seabrook, an author and journalist, traveled to West Africa in the 1920s and later described an encounter with the man flesh in great detail in his book, Jungle Ways.
Oh, not reading that.
It was like good, fully developed veal. Not young, but not yet beef. It was very definitely like that. And it was not like any other meat I had ever tasted. It was so nearly like good, fully developed veal that I think no person with a palate of ordinary normal sensitiveness would or could distinguish it from veal. Weird.
That's terrifying.
It was mild, good meat with no other sharply defined or highly characteristic taste, such as, for instance, goat, high game, and pork have. The steak was slightly tougher than prime veal, a little stringy, but not too tough or stringy to be agreeably edible.
Oh.
So this guy went on vacation and they were like, we eat people. And he was like, well, I'm not one to be rude.
This guy?
The guy writing this.
Oh my God.
Ate human in 1920s. In the 1920s. Went on vacation to Africa. He's like, listen.
How did I miss that?
I am a journalist. That's what I was describing the whole time.
Right.
Him eating human.
I thought it was other accounts from these cultures and serial killers. It's this specific
guy. It's
this
specific guy who wrote a book in the 20s. His name is William C. Brook.
Well.
Goes on vacation and they're like, we eat human. And he's like, well, I'm American, so I finish my plate. Like,
imagine being his,
slide
like,
it over.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Imagine being his, like, grandchild at, what, you're at college now? And right. You're just like, I don't know many pickup lines. Do you know that my grandpa was?
William Seabrook, eater of flesh, manly flesh.
Yes.
You're like, most people go to prison for that, but he just wrote a book because he's a journalist.
Tastes a lot like veal. Have you ever had veal?
Have you ever had veal?
People are like,
come over
what?
To my house, try veal. But like, I mean, what the fuck would you do? You're like in a country, you're like in a place where maybe that's all they're making for dinner.
Oh my gosh.
And like, you don't want to be fucking rude and be like, disgusting.
When you left the other day, that's what Donovan and I, that was where the conversation was going.
How'd it go?
And he was just straight up like, yeah, let's not, don't be disrespectful. Got to try different things.
Right.
You know? And I was like,
what about human? Would you try human?
Mine went like, I was definitely just wishy-washy. Because I feel wishy-washy about it.
Where'd they get the human?
Source. Yeah, exactly. I was like, source would be a big issue for me.
Right.
And I don't want to be like, all right, so survival instincts, you're in that plane crash.
Mm.
Would you eat someone?
If they had died already.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not.
What, am I going to die?
Right.
I'm not going to die.
I'm not going to die. I'm going to eat people.
Obviously.
But I definitely feel like.
But you can't just
foraging
be
would be your first thing to
yeah,
go to
yeah,
if
yeah.
you were all alive.
Right. Like if there's a rabbit nearby, I'd rather eat the rabbit.
Yeah.
Or a bird, you know. Most things.
Yeah.
Most things.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any water nearby, I'm definitely going to try to get some fish.
Yep.
Yeah. But if it's like winter time.
Right.
And there's nothing.
You're up in the mountains.
And then there's like a dead body there.
Yep.
I mean, you got to figure out how to make a fire. I don't think you can eat raw human. And I mean, you can eat raw beef.
Yeah.
You're not. So you're going to shit yourself. Probably.
Yep.
But.
So. That brings us back to, like, we're saying yes now, but if we were on vacation, like,
but if you were just on vacation.
Yep.
I'd be like,
spit it back in the napkin.
Delicious.
Could you even make it that far, you think? I don't think I would make it that far.
I'd try it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to be rude.
Oh, man.
I'd be like, all right. Where did this human... I would want to know where it came from. Where
yes.
did this human come from?
Yeah.
Did you guys just kill people? Was this, like, a bad guy?
Was this... Yeah.
Was this, like... Is it, like, where, you know, he killed somebody, and so you're like, well, looks like we know who we're eating next.
Yep.
This guy who's a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd feel that bad.
Right.
Because, like, that's our movie.
That, yeah.
We only eat bad guys.
Exactly. So...
What if we just don't even turn that into a vampire movie? We just turn it into a cannibal movie. Vampire movies are cannibal movies.
They are.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so now we know our stance
now
on cannibalism.
We know. But in America, never eat human.
Never eat human.
Never eat human.
Yeah, let's not do that.
No. You can only eat human in places where they've been eating human for a long time.
Yes.
Because you
where
don't want to be rude.
If you don't eat the human. That's where you eat the human.
Yeah, but if someone's just like, oh, this was just this virgin we sacrificed so that we could eat her because we only eat virgins, I'm like, no, I don't think I'm going to eat the human.
I've got some leftovers.
Yeah, I actually have a squished up airplane sandwich in my bag, so.
Oh, no. I was making a reference to the movie when the mom is just like, oh, we're having leftovers for dinner.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you, well, we've always had leftovers. And he's like, what's in that? And she's like, oh, the freezer broke and everything thawed. So we're just going to have all these leftovers.
We're going to have a bunch of leftovers. She's like, we just moved and I moved all of our leftovers with us. And that's what we're eating. I love that line, though, when the kid is like, we've had leftovers every day since we moved into this house. And I just want to know what they were before they were,
they were leftovers.
I was like, good fucking question, kid. Human.
Uh-huh.
Like, that one was your school counselor.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, the school counselor was so good. She was... very eclectic for the 50s, I thought.
Yeah.
It looked a little more 60s.
Right.
Hippie style, you know what I mean?
Her and then, office was just so disorganized.
Yes.
That I immediately was like, one, I know that social worker. Like, I definitely had one growing up. And two, I need to clean this room for you. Like, please, at least water your plants. Like,
they was dead.
They went that
the plants
so
were
far.
Dead.
They went so far into the details of the movie that the plants were dead.
It was hilarious. It was. I thought that too. I was like, that is so accurate. That lady would have a dead fucking ivy that yes. literally a lizard could keep alive. And so, yeah, the boy is like, maybe I can tell the guidance counselor what's going on. And you think that she's going to help him there for a second, but no. Right.
No.
The dad comes home. There's that stab through the closet first, scene.
The kid immediately is, like, smart enough to turn it around on the teacher, or on the social worker. And he's like, she is asking him questions. He turns the questions back to her. She immediately gets, like, a little flustered, and she's like, do you mind if I have a cigarette?
Oh, my God!
And the kid's like, yeah, of course. And she's like, okay, tell me about this. Like, what do these adults do? And he goes, you're not a real adult.
She's you're not like, a real doctor.
You're not a real doctor. Yeah, first. And she's like, you're right. I just like studying things. And then he's like pressuring her more. And then she pulls out a cigarette and he's like, you're not a real,
doctor.
Not a doctor.
Adult.
It was a real adult because yeah. She was like, well, how do you know that? He's all, because real adults don't get angry as easy or something like that. Real adults don't show emotion or something so fast.
Oh.
And you're just sitting there in the chair all creepy. And you're she's like, just like,
no,
oh
that's just
God.
Your dad. Your dad has no emotions because he is a murderer.
It was super creepy.
I guess the dad's not a murderer because the people are already dead.
Yeah.
But still, he has no emotions.
He becomes a murderer.
He becomes a murderer.
No, he, well, okay, do you think... Because when the social worker finds the body...
Oh, you're
it
right.
It rolls out of the...
Right, why weird... did he have a body at the house?
Yeah, because he's a murderer. Because
he's a murderer.
Yeah, I think he also harvested from work and...
Yes.
Creepy, dark street alleyways.
Yeah, there's lots of good bright red meat cooking scenes in this movie that are human. I love the long salt shaker. That
the
dad
so
has
funny.
Over the grill, though. I am going to look those up on eBay. Because
get you
I
one.
Want one.
Yes.
Yeah, those are awesome.
I was just like, oh my gosh, how lazy do you have to be? But that totally seems like something from that era of, like, just, here, I need a salt. Let me grab my salt stick with my salt shaker.
Oh, in my notes, I called it the Audrey Hepburn salt shaker.
Yes.
Another note is when they're visiting the other parents and the parents are all playing cards around the table and the mom's like, oh, what did you put in this tea? It's making me all giddy. And
oh,
the mom's
yeah.
like, this tea is from Long Island, actually. And she's like, so you mean there's a vodka in this? And she's like, just a little. And I'm like, okay, we've already discussed this before.
Yep.
But there is literally no tea. What the fuck is that? Oh, some crab? You got some crab?
What?
Is it smell weird for chocolate tasting? I should
it will smell weird.
Chocolate tasting is going to be a weird smell.
Who did you get those from?
Okay, so I am fortunate enough to just have customers that bring me, you know, fresh seafood.
Uh-huh.
Chips.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're from
bar fishing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, anyways. Okay. I'll put them in a different bag. I'll take
them.
Okay. Okay.
I thought you like wanted me to cook that for Taco Tuesday. I was like, they did not get crab tacos.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
That's for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What the hell?
Best rest. Crab. But yeah, I was like, there's no iced tea. You're like, girl, that is four different kinds of liquor.
Yeah.
And a splash of Coca-Cola.
There's no tea.
And lemonade.
And also, yeah, she goes, is there a little vodka? It's like,
everything.
Yeah, and everything
and
else.
And gin. And tequila.
Everything
and
that
whiskey.
She had on her liquor, in her liquor cabinet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's in that cocktail, honey.
And in the 50s, were you just allowed to, like, secretly get someone drunk and not tell them?
Right.
Was it a thing to be like, this is just sweet tea? Psych. It's four
Psych.
Different kinds of liquor. Now you can't drive.
Have
the 50s,
fun driving
so
your
you
kid
can
home.
Drive.
You can totally drive.
You can drive anywhere you want to drive.
Yep.
They didn't even know it was bad for you.
No. There are, what are cabs even for nowadays?
I was like, I'm going to start asking kids if they mind if I smoke in front of them. Like, yeah. I'll just be like, listen, kid, do you mind if I have a cigarette and just blow it directly in your fucking face? Do you mind? I mean, a lot of them around here would be like, no, that's okay. And then some of them would be like, yeah, please don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Please, I'm actually allergic to the fiberglass in your cigarette.
That alone made me remember this story that I had to tell Matt, where one time I was at this party and there was a little girl there, and she was, there was oysters, and she was like, has anybody ever seen a pearl in an oyster? And we were like, no. And she's like, I have. I've seen so many pearls and oysters. She goes, I scuba dive in the ocean and I go down and I just see so many pearls. And I was looking at her and I was like, she was like 11.
Right.
Or 12. I think your phone's going off. She was like 11 or 12. I was like, you're too old to be making up those kinds of lies. Like, that's, you're not four. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like 12. This is ridiculous. So then anyway, later I'm telling a story and I said the word fuck, and she goes, I would prefer it if you didn't use that language in front of me. And I just looked at her and I was like, well, I would prefer if you didn't make up stories about finding pearls in the ocean. And she goes, I just saw a dead face stared at me and just like went about her day. I was like, yeah, that's right. Don't come for me. So,
don't be correcting me when you're the one out here lying. That's hilarious. Kids, again, though.
Seriously.
The stories they tell.
Stop motion sausage in the pantry. I liked that scene, although it was the only time the meat was, like, alive. And I think that was just part of the kid's imagination, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the movie, you think, well, this kid's kind of dark. All of this could just be his imagination.
Right.
And he's just running wild with it.
Yep.
And then when you see the dad eating meat, and at the end, because even the kid spying on him at work, the dad could have just been doing science shit.
Right.
But then at the end, he really finds out they're eating human.
Yeah.
And the dad is like, either you're going to eat human with us, or I'm going to kill you. Basically.
Yeah. No, he is a super, super shitty dad. He was like telling his wife how he knew that it wasn't going to work out. They're going to have to start over.
Yeah, he grabs the kid and starts dragging him to the basement. He's like, we'll make another one, and we'll raise that one up right. I mean, that's terrifying.
That's terrifying.
That's terrifying. The kid's so small. You can just be picked up.
And he hasn't eaten
in 2 weeks. He can't fight for himself.
No.
But he does. He was going to eat, and he, like, stabs the dad in the chest. And then the mom stabs the dad in the back.
Well, yeah.
And I'm like, fuck yeah, mom. Finally. Grow a fucking pear. You've just been sitting around eating human meat.
Well, don't you think... Okay, so the dad was talking, like, your mom wasn't into it at first, but then she came around.
Right, because the dad grew up a cannibal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom had to get used to it, and mom was creepy when she was like, and now I love it.
Exactly.
I was like, fucking
I feel
what?
Like mom just trauma bonded a little bit and was like, I love my husband, I'll eat human.
Oh, yeah.
But then as soon as the kid was threatened, she was like, why the fuck?
I'm a mother first, I'm a cannibal second.
Yes. I will not be like my mother.
So, yeah. Oh, I was so sad, though, when the dad turns the knife around on the mom and then falls on top of her and she dies. I was like, she didn't really deserve to die.
No.
She was just kind of an airhead.
Exactly.
It was the 50s. Women did anything to please their man in the 50s.
Yep.
These days, we're like, oh, a cannibal? No, that's cool. No, that's cool, 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 cool. 911.
I'm actually good, thanks.
Yeah, you know what? I'll get back to you in the next couple of days. Police, please. Check this person out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see some other notes. What else?
Yeah, I didn't take any notes this time around.
I love the scene where the kids go to his house in the kitchen. It's just a random scene in the middle no reason. Where the kids run through the kitchen.
Yep.
And the girl just runs in, shoves some celery in the garbage disposal, throws two eggs in the blender and two eggs in the mixer, and they're just having a grand old time. And I took a note that said, the kids in the kitchen is how I cook when I'm drunk. I'm just like, put eggs in everything,
yep,
and it's fucking good.
It'll be good.
And then you get your bottle of wine, and protein. You go sit in the freezer to cool off.
Yep.
I love that she's just sitting in the freezer with a bunch of human meat, right, and a bottle of wine. And I'm like, this girl is the girl that will get you in trouble.
Yep.
Like, her parents don't give a fuck. They let her do whatever she wants. And so she's going to drink your dad's wine and spray it all over his human meat freezer. I'm surprised she didn't get got. Like, right, she could have gotten murdered.
Well, the look that the dad gave when they got caught was definitely a look of, like, I will kill you.
But that's when her dad is his boss.
Exactly. That's right. Why the boy got told to never hang out with her again.
Mm.
And that's why the girl was upset, because she was like, your dad can't separate us. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He could be a prisoner. He could be crazy.
That's when she starts making up crazy lies about the dad, mm-hmm, to pin the son against his own father. And the son's like, I already hate him.
Yeah.
So you don't have to even try,
tell
really.
Me.
Yeah. He's awful.
Yep.
He's literally the worst. Oh, in the end, when Randy Quaid's like, what do you think? We should probably just move to the woods, you know, somewhere near a highway for the accidents. And I was like, he literally just wants to be Vincent in Motel Hell.
Yep.
That's sequel to this movie.
They are Vincent.
Yeah.
He gets really excited about his cow displays.
So, yeah.
It was a good one.
What time are we at?
37.
Oh, nice. We're doing good.
Yeah. You want to do reviews?
Yes, I'm down. I already have photos of my reviews.
Perfect.
You want to go first?
You want to
read one of them?
Yes. Let me pull it up here. I personally rate this movie like 6.5 out of 10.
Personally?
Yeah. It was good. It entertained me. I like the like time of it.
I like that rating.
That was cute.
Yeah. Like 6.5. All of it is weird. All of it is creepy.
Yeah.
It's good. Probably 6.5.
Yeah.
7. It's good. Yeah.
Let's see. All right. So since I gave it like a medium, I'll read you my 10.
Okay.
Beautiful in its completely demented nature. 10 out of 10. And this was made in March 1999.
Okay.
As I watched this film, I thought it was a kid around my... I thought if I was a kid around Michael's age watching this film, it would give me the nightmares for years. Some good-natured books stirred up of the imagination of youngsters with the possibility of what our parents really do when they're supposedly at work. This movie takes those possibilities to an incredibly dark level. Even though I was supposedly all grown up, I find this is one of the most disturbing films I've ever seen. The film is incredibly stylish and expressionistic, surprisingly so. I personally think it would be hard to find compelling aesthetics in suburbia, but the director of this movie does it well. There are so many humorous moments, thanks for the tension release, but it is incredibly dark humor. I can't help but think the director might be a graduate of the school of David Lynch.
Right.
Overall, an incredibly creepy movie that deserves to be seen at least once.
So more than one people think it's David Lynchy.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I looked up the IMDb's for the little boy and the little girl, and like she did a few other things when she was a kid, but this is the only movie that this little boy ever did.
Really?
Ever.
Do you think he was scarred from it?
Yes. Like he was like, I'm going to be an actor. One role and he was like, I don't want to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
That was terrifying. I had to jump on the bed and then fall into a pool of blood.
I'm a vegan now.
I don't eat animals. Right.
Yeah.
I'm scared of Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
I can never watch Christmas Vacation again. Okay. So this one, for some reason, doesn't have a star rating next to it. I think they like the movie, so we'll just say they give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's from 2002. A movie that will stick with you. It says, it's been 13 years since I saw this movie, but it made such an impact on me that to this day I can close my eyes and visualize the characters and feel the mood that makes this film worth watching. Not too many movies scare me like this one did. It wasn't the use of vast quantities of blood or the killings that scared me. as much as it was the Ward and June Cleaverness of the parents. What really did it for me was the mind twist the director built into this film and the way it was pulled off by the actors. If you're squeamish, then this probably isn't for you. But if you can watch a movie and appreciate it for the art it is, I recommend it. 20 out of 23 people found that helpful.
That's a good review.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely liked it. Jeez, the one stars were few and far between.
Yeah.
I think I found like 3 on IMDb.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty well liked.
Yeah.
It's definitely got a cult following.
The one star that I got was hilarious, though, because I was like, you must have just been in a bad mood.
The guy or whoever
wrote it. Yeah. Totally tasteless.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, not that photo. Thank you. This is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Not only do we get to see ridiculously over-the-top nightmares of people wading in oceans of blood, but it couldn't make out a single thing the lead kid was saying. He was totally unintelligible. And he's the one we're supposed to be sympathetic with. I was severely hoping he would just hurry up and get minced.
Oh!
The worst travesty of this film is that a fantastic piece of music like Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White should be associated with this piece of trash.
The soundtrack was great, I thought.
I know.
It was really good.
Yeah. It really put you there.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. the parents, that's the sort of life they're living.
Yep.
1950s, suburban shit. They're just making cocktails and eating humans every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else
they could
do
get
you
away
do
with
suburbia.
Fucking anything. Especially after they move to the woods. They're going to love Colorado, dude. They're
yeah.
going to love Colorado. Okay, so after that, I went to Reddit. And this one says, the first time I saw this, I was extremely drunk. And I spent years thinking it was some kind of fever dream. Then someone else mentioned it one day. And I was like, holy shit, that movie is real.
That's great.
On the same page, this person says, I will never understand why this doesn't have a huge cult following. It's a unique and memorable film that is disturbing and darkly humorous. Very interesting to see a horror movie of this type, where the villains somewhat ethically sourced their meat, LOL. But how do they ethically source their meat?
Right.
I guess they're getting it from people who are already dead.
Yeah. But okay. Their bodies aren't being donated to science. They're being donated to dinner.
Right? My last one on Reddit says, I love this movie. I saw a few pieces of it on TV as a child, and it scared my little dick off. Then I happened upon a copy while scouring through $1 VHS tapes for horror titles and was completely delighted upon watching it in full. But yeah, when I first saw this pop up on Amazon last year, I thought it was newer than 89.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like it had been made just in the 2000s, you know what I mean?
Right.
But
it was
then
really
when
well
I saw it was Randy Quaid, I was like, oh shit, this is old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Those were great reviews.
Those are good.
Do you have a most Alaskan thing?
I did.
What is it?
I forgot.
Oh, no.
Well,
you totally did.
I know,
it was something in the news.
Oh, yeah. A couple weeks back when I was talking about the storm, and that being the most Alaskan mm-hmm. thing, because of the storm, a mammoth femur washed up. Yeah.
Oh,
super exciting.
Shit.
And it's a blue mammoth femur, which is, like, super rare.
Whoa.
I was reading this article that was saying, like, the couple who found it, they were just walking the beach. The girl was like, oh my God, I found a bone. He was like, is it whole? She's like, I think so. And then she pulled it up and it was like this tall.
I have to look this up. Do you have a picture?
I don't.
Mammoth bone.
You should all look it up because it's hella cool. In the article, it was stating that like just the part of the tusk, like a couple ounces or whatever of the tusk being found was like $30,000 to $70,000 worth of mammoth bone. And they found a whole femur.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Look at him holding it!
Yes.
Oh my God!
It was like he told her to try to pick it up and she was like, I can't. It's like 60-something pounds or whatever.
If you guys just Google mammoth bone found in Alaska. It's the first thing that pops up.
Yeah, look at it. It's cool.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Could you imagine?
So I guess they get the money.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, finders keepers.
Finders keepers.
Can you imagine that being your inheritance? You're like...
The whale bone? Yeah, the mammoth bone?
The mammoth bone.
I would be like, I'll take it. 70 grand in my pocket. That is so cool. I mean, shit, Adrian. Next time there's a big storm, we gotta get up there and find some bones. Make
exactly.
us some money. What are we even doing with our lives?
What are we doing down here?
We're just like, oh, I guess we can go look for pretty shells on the beach.
When we could be looking for mammoth bones.
When we could be looking for mammoth bones. Oh my god, you guys, Adrian's getting tacos ready, and I'm like, oh, I could just eat so many tacos.
Right? No. Hell yeah. Tacos and nachos, a little salad.
So my most Alaskan thing is the grocery store parking lot, because it is the wild, wild west over in that bitch. Like in most parts of this country, you're probably not even allowed to have a parking lot like this.
Yes.
Let me describe it for you guys. It's a big parking lot.
Parking
with
pad.
A giant store. Well, there's a grocery store, and then there's a big old mechanic shop, and then there's a little, one of those little coffee shacks, that where, like, you know, you can drive up to either side, get your little coffee, drive away. And, it's just dirt. There's no cement, which is not how you say cement. That's just how you say it. If you're from Oklahoma.
True.
Cement is how most
cement?
People say it. Yeah.
Cement?
Cement.
I mean, it would go with the parking. There ain't no cement
there. Ain't
over
no
there.
Cement over there. It's just cementless. And there's not really, so there's no lines as to where people should park, right? And so I love how creative everyone has kind of gotten with that.
Yep.
There is a line of caution tape connected to safety cones down the middle of the parking lot. And people have just kind of been like, okay. So we park directly pressed up against the caution zone. We can park on either side of this. We can park way off in the side of the grocery store.
Yep.
You can park up close next to the grocery store if it's available.
The three spots.
The three spots that are available. One day I saw a guy, you know where we park the van is like in front, on the right in front of the doors, right? Because we're delivering food and we're in and out and we're not there for a long time. And so I saw this guy and it was like there was a car in the handicap spot, even though there wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And he parked in the space behind it where people drive, the loop. He parked in the loop.
Yeah.
And so he just got out of the car and it looked so weird because there was no one in the spot in front of him. He could have pulled up.
Could have pulled up all the way.
But maybe he wasn't handicapped and he was like, oop, can't park there. I'm not handicapped. I'll just park in the drive loop way.
Yeah.
And I'll just be in and out. No big deal.
No problem.
You know, people, and it wasn't a big deal. People, somebody came around and they just drove around his car.
Yep.
And kept going. Like, that's how we do it.
I've
here.
Seen people park.
There's no directional arrows.
No.
So, oh, that's crazy.
That's people, the hardest part.
Yeah, because people are just like, bloop, bloop, coming in, coming out all different ways.
There's technically like three circles that you can drive when you enter this parking lot.
True.
So everyone's coming out like of two exits while you're going into one.
Their own
little directions.
But that's
always rotating.
Like, yeah.
The exit that you use might be your entrance the next time you go into that parking
Absolutely.
Lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't even have a set way that I do it.
Right.
I don't.
I
just go
to.
Whichever way a car is not
at
the moment.
I try to be like, I'm just going to go this way every day, and then people will realize that this van goes this way every day.
I mean, a couple of times in that parking lot, I've seen us have to drive on the other side of the road. Like, we're passing, like British style.
Yep.
And just, like, it's parking lot rules, man. nothing matters in this parking lot. Do
there
whatever
no
the fuck
rules.
You want. Yeah. You make your own rules in this parking lot. It's the wild, wild west of parking lots. Yeah. So, just wanted to talk about it.
That's pretty. Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty small town.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready to go?
I think so.
We out of time?
Probably pretty close. Yeah, we're at 50 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is going to be a short edit. I like it. We rocked this.
We did good.
All right, Adrian. Well, I hope you have a lovely Taco Tuesday.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to go grocery shopping, probably at the store in town because I need more stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Preferably bubble water.
Bubble water.
It's like the only thing they don't have at that grocery store across the street, bubble water. All they have is those flavored Spindrifts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that. I just want regular fucking bubble water.
Yep.
You can have my cherry limeade.
Okay.
You'll need it to get through Taco Tuesday.
You know, they're hard to drink, honestly. I'm not, not a big seltzer drinker.
Yeah, I was for a little bit. I mean, this isn't bad, but...
No, it's probably one of my favorite flavors out of seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of the cherry from the Alaska Brewing.
Mmm. Is that a cherry limeade?
I think it's a cherry grapefruit.
Oh, yeah. And that one's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. This is comparable to that.
I have an iced coffee here, and the flavors together are not great.
Ooh.
So I'm just going to switch back to the coffee.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably going to listen to some murder podcast while I walk around the grocery store, get stoned in my car.
Oh, my God.
See what I buy.
Last night, I was working upstairs, and my mom's downstairs, put the speaker out on the porch. She was listening to something. The window was open. I was like, God, what is she listening to? That's so annoying. And poke my head out, and it's Us. And I was like, she is so supportive.
You were like, good Lord, Mom, that is the most annoying sounding podcast, and it's just our laughs.
Because the window wasn't like open all the way, so it was just muffled, and I could just hear like loud bits.
Yeah.
And the part that I found most annoying was one of my rants, so I felt even more justified. I was like, no wonder it's fucking annoying. It's my voice.
It's my voice being blared up into my window.
Yes.
That's hilarious. That's so cute. She's so supportive.
She is.
She's our number one fan.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Thanks to all the moms that listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously. All right. We'll go now. Have a lovely Halloween weekend.
Ooh.
Well, it's not quite yet.
Yeah,
next weekend. We got one more cannibal movie to do.
Oh, my God.
We don't know what it's going to be yet, but it's going to be awesome.
Yep.
Next week, any life lessons you learned from this movie?
Oh, life lessons. Always ask what protein the leftovers are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to be like, oh, leftovers, you say. You've done such a good job disguising it from what it was.
I forgot. What was it again? Yeah. That.
And I guess if we went on vacation and the meat was ethically sourced, that we have decided we would try human meat, just to not be rude.
Yeah.
But never in America.
It's the
because that means
people pleaser in us.
A murderer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your takeaway? Your life lesson is?
And, you can trust school counselors.
Yeah.
They help kids a lot.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah.
Even in that movie that we were going to watch, this
Antlers,
school counselor
the
came
school
through.
Counselor.
Yep.
They often work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why if, like, real horror stories in America, the parents just never bring the kids to school in the first place. Because
yep.
they know those school counselors are going to be like,
sniff them out.
This is not... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, in The Ring, the school counselor is like, look, your kid just keeps drawing creepy-ass fucking pictures.
Yep.
Something's wrong with him, and he has dead eyes.
Thank you, school counselors.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, school counselors. Okay. That's it.
Yep.
We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We love you.
Hi, guys. It's us, the people you just listened to on this podcast.
Thanks for listening to us.
Thanks for sticking around.
You made it this far. You should
follow us. If you're on Facebook and Instagram, it's at Thank God It's Kitchen. If you're on the Clock app, it's at TGIK Pod. And if you want to email us, it's Gmail and it's tgikpod@gmail. Who has a fucking anything other than Gmail? Please stop it. Get a Gmail.
You YouTube.
If you
Yahoo, you're my type of person. I have a Yahoo. Come at me. aaloveforange@yahoo.com.
You could try my old one, I guess. No, don't. We're going to have to do this again.
Also, you could hit up our merch site.
Yeah, we have merch now. If you're like, where can I find something that says, thank God it's kitchen, so that people know what my favorite podcast is? The merch site is tgik.myspreadshirt.com. My spread is like my M-Y spread like...
Your leg. Sorry.
Spread like butter on toast. Shirt like the shirt you're wearing .com like normal.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, we have a new plan for you guys who don't write us. If you want to write us and not even leave the app that you're currently on, you can anonymously review us on Apple and give us confessions, give us questions, movie suggestions.
Right now, while Trey is listing this, you could be reviewing.
You could be reviewing. You can leave us 1 star. It'd be cool if you left us 5. And what's else? What else? Anything else?
I think that's it. I think those are all our plugs.
We're probably going to do this again, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.